Hello, ladies. This lecture today is counseling women who are going through a divorce. It's a tough, tough case to have. In my years of counseling, it has always been difficult to work with women who are going through a divorce because of their emotional pain. They're overwhelmed. It just is always great emotional pain. The wife may not really know what is happening. She's sometimes confused, hurt, guilt-laden, scared, angry, grieving, self-pitying, and desperate, even if she is a Christian. Very often, most often, there are huge financial problems, not enough money to pay the bills, much less hire a lawyer. The children are upset, her parents are grieved and are angry. Everyone involved at times wants revenge. Divorce is often worse than a death. It is embarrassing, humiliating, devastating, and it always breaks a vow made before God on the part of one person or both. So I want to accomplish two things in this lecture. First of all, I want to touch briefly on the so-called Christian divorce recovery material, and if your counselee has been exposed to that, how to help her recover from that material if it's a problem. And secondly, give you some practical tips on helping them to think and respond rightly and thus give glory to God. Now, you have your handout, and there is a lot of material on the handout. So I'm not going to be able to look up every single scripture and read them. I would like for you afterwards, when you have time, to go through it very carefully and look up all of the scripture. I have three presuppositions, three things that I presuppose to be true. The first one is there are two grounds for divorce and only two. One is adultery, Matthew 19:9, and the unbeliever departing, 1 Corinthians 7:15. A second presupposition, if a wife is divorcing her husband and she does not have clear biblical grounds and she will not repent, she should be disciplined by her church, Matthew 18:15-18. And the third presupposition, the focus for this workshop is going to be for the wife who is a Christian and thus wants to do what's right, give glory to God, and wisely fight for her marriage. So Roman numeral number 3, I entitled this Recovering from Divorce Recovery Counseling. I read 2 and part of a third book that I think fairly well typify the Christian/psychological approach to going through a divorce. The most popular one, number 1, is The Fresh Start material by Thomas Whiteman and Randy Peterson. They have seminars all over the United States. They're held over 50 times a year, and they have been held in all 50 states. Many churches have divorce recovery groups using their divorce recovery workbook. A second book I read is entitled Formerly a Wife by Welby O'Brien, and this is a survival guide for women facing the pain and disruption of divorce. And then the third one that I tried to get through, but I didn't make it all the way, is called Breaking and Mending by Mary Lou Redding. And she writes, grace is at work in our lives and in the lives of others to bring us to the point that we ask God for wholeness. Her hobbies include reading in psychology and spirituality. And this is the book I didn't read entirely because By the time I got through part of it, I was fit to be tied. That's an expression we say in the South. So let me just summarize point B, Christian psychological thought. They talk about, number one, wounds, inner pains, needs, insecurities from the past. Redding said, I want to be accepted and affirmed for who I am as a person. She said, neither of us was getting our deep needs met. Secondly, they emphasize feelings of worthlessness. Until that moment in counseling, I had not grasped the truth that God loves us unconditionally, not for our potential, but for who we are, for our inherent worth. It is a man-centered focus instead of a God-centered focus. O'Brien said, when I struggle with feelings of worthlessness, I'm learning to focus directly on my value as a person. And then O'Brien also said that the God of the universe, our Creator, was willing to die for us, makes the most incredible statement of our worth. I get into self-esteem trouble when I place the wrong people or circumstances in a position to dictate my worth. So there's a great emphasis on wounds, inner pains, needs, feelings of worthlessness. And number three, they justify unbiblical divorce with supposed noble motives or just simply not addressing the issue. Redding said, in answer to prayer about whether to divorce or not, God gave me a great gift of certainty. Well, I would say she just made up her mind. Redding admits that neither she nor her husband had scriptural grounds for divorce. But listen to how noble this thought sounds. We can do our best and still end up in a rotten situation. And then a lot of this divorce recovery material is based on Kubler-Ross's stages of grief. The Fresh Start material is based on that. And they talk about the slippery slope emotionally down, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, but then moving back up with acceptance and forgiveness. Fresh Start says, some Christians, ashamed of their depressed feelings, wall themselves off from God. But there's no need to hide from God. He's the one who created this healing process. He knows all about depression. You can bring him your questions, your honest feelings, and he won't be offended. If one day you're not sure whether he exists, tell him so. That is just blasphemy. That's evil. That is just unbelievable that they would justify that kind of shaking your fist at God. And then point number C, you want to be able to refute the Christian psychological influence if your counseling has been influenced by that. You want to make your counsel God-centered instead of man-centered. For example, remind them of the big picture. God is our creator. We are his creatures, here to serve him and give him glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31. She could think, and you could suggest this, our responsibility is to love God perfectly by obeying his word with a heart's desire to please him, and to love others by being patient, kind, not provoked to anger, 1 Corinthians 13, and thinking in terms of helping them think in terms of how can I love God more in this situation and how can I love others, especially my husband or my ex-husband?